Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach. Now, I know in addition we have a lot of listeners here who say, well, my children doesn't have ADD and ADHD. Basically, I've got healthy kids. Now, don't healthy kids, isn't there a need for them to be on all the 90 essential nutrients as well? I know recently that we're seeing an increase of like schoolyard injuries, children that fall off a swing and break a leg, that it seems like that's going up as well.
Well, again, it goes to the basic tenet, Blake, that all children from the moment they're conceived, all through pregnancy, from the moment they're born, require all the known essential nutrients. And if you don't consciously give your child, supplement them with all the known essential nutrients, you're doomed to have a problem in that child. It's going to happen. Because our food plants can manufacture vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, but plants cannot manufacture minerals. So the deficit will almost always first show up as a mineral deficiency. Easy fractures, stunted growth, behavioral problems, asthma, heart attacks, sudden death, aneurysms, vision problems, dental problems. These kids will get diabetes. In fact, the age group in America now that has the fastest increase and largest increase in the number of diagnoses of adult onset type 2 diabetes, which historically was only diagnosed in people over the age of 50, the biggest group that is now showing more and more diagnoses of adult onset type 2 diabetes are kids under the age of 12 because of the sugar load they're taking in, and there's not enough of the chromium and vanadium in their food. So you have to supplement. Again, my kids and grandkids, I supplemented them once I learned this problem. I started supplementing them whether they needed it or not. And all my kids and grandkids are very healthy. They don't have any problems. I think I probably only got the 4 kids and the only 7 grandkids on the planet that don't have problems because they're supplemented heavily. We're anti-sugar in the Wallach family. As a result, we're reaping the benefits of doing it right. And it's kind of a short-term benefit to give kids packaged foods with all the sugar in it to save a little time here and a little time there to get out the door to get to work. But over the long haul, that child will have problems as they get older. And it's really sad. I was doing a radio interview today, and a guy called in and said he had a 16-year-old daughter who just was constantly getting sick, had all these problems, went to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. They just gave her cortisone. Just for no reason. I mean, what justification could you give a 16-year-old girl cortisone because they constantly had sore throats and earaches and all this sort of stuff? And so the doctor just gave up and said, here, take this. I don't know what else to do. One nice thing was, of course, the doctors eliminated sinister things like cancer and MS and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not something of that nature. And basically, when they eliminate all the sinister things, it's like the old Sherlock Holmes when Dr. Watson would say, well, Holmes, how did you know that? How did you know that this was the problem when Scotland Yard and all the best criminal minds couldn't figure it out? And Holmes will say, well, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever's left, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. And the same thing here. When they eliminate cancer and they eliminate arthritis and multiple sclerosis, it's got to be a nutritional deficiency because there's nothing left. And so just by giving this young girl all the nutrients. Oh, by the way, one other thing. She was 16 years old. She was an athlete, very active in athletics. So she was sweating out nutrients. And family was feeding her, right? She was eating well. The father kept saying she's eating well, but wasn't supplemented. So not only was she growing and going through puberty, all of which needs more nutrients, but also she was an athlete and sweating out nutrients. So she was losing them, requiring more as she grew and went through puberty. And so just giving her supplements, taking her off of sugar, suddenly this young girl is going to do extremely well. And, of course, the doctors will say, oh, see, it was cortisone.
Well, what's wrong with cortisone?
First of all, cortisone is a anti-inflammatory steroid. It does all kinds of interesting things. It's anti-inflammatory. It actually depresses the immune system as part of the chemotherapy for cancer and also for transplants. When you get a transplant, they'll give you prednisone or cortisone to keep your body from rejecting the transplant. It has some purposes there. But when it comes to just, well, we don't know what else to do, take prednisone or cortisone, there's a huge problem here because side effects of prednisone and cortisone are diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis. From the moment you take your first dose of prednisone and cortisone, it starts accelerating the loss of minerals out of your body. And if you're already deficient in certain minerals, you're going to head in the direction of those mineral deficiency diseases, such as diabetes, which is a deficiency of chromium and vanadium. You're going to head in the direction of arthritis, osteoporosis, chronic back problems, high blood pressure, all these things. Macular degeneration is just an endless parade of diseases, as many as 600 different diseases that are due to mineral deficiencies. And when you take prednisone and cortisone, you're marching towards getting one or more of those.